The following devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession. This week's series of devotions is entitled Epiphany. The title of today's devotion is Jesus Revealed as Laughter. Then Abraham fell on his face and laughed, and said in his heart, "Shall a child be born to a man who is 100 years old? And shall Sarah, who is 90 years old, bear a child?" Genesis 17, verse 17. We live in a dark and dreary world filled with sin and its consequences: murder, theft, hatred, violence, disease, and disasters. Some say that laughter is the best medicine. But the reasons for laughter in this world are often temporary and fleeting. But what does laughter have to do with Epiphany and Jesus anyway, much less Abraham and Sarah? Think about Abraham and Sarah. God assured them that their descendants would number more than the stars, that one of their descendants, the promised Savior, would bless all the families of the earth. Yet they had no children. For a time, Abraham thought the child of Sarah's slave would be his heir. But then the Lord informed Abraham that Sarah would bear a child. Without fully understanding how this would happen given their age, Abraham believed God could and would do what he said. Therefore, in faith, he fell on his face and laughed for joy. The psalmist would later write, "When the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those in a dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad." What is the greatest thing God has done for us? Without question, it is the fulfillment of his plan for our salvation. God sent Jesus into our world to redeem our souls. When Jesus was born, the result of another miraculous conception, angels sang for joy. Jesus entered this dark and dreary world bringing light, life, and love to all who embrace him in faith. To them, Jesus says, "You shall laugh." The promise of Epiphany is that Jesus reveals himself to be our powerful God and Savior. This he has done, filling our hearts with joy and our lips with laughter. Dear Jesus, fill our hearts with the joyful news of your salvation and our lips with faith-filled laughter. Amen. This devotion was brought to you by Gethsemane Lutheran Church of Spokane Valley, Washington. Gethsemane is a member of the Church of the Lutheran Confession. For more information on Gethsemane, please visit their website, www.gethsemaneclc.org.